This is Top Shelf, the KIGHL podcast. I'm Mark Berry. This week on Top Shelf, Emmanuel Sequeira talks with Columbia Valley Rockies goaltender Nate Glenn, who's sporting a .954 save percentage in five playoff games. They'll talk about a big first-round series win over the Dynamiters. Evan Douglas of the Kamloops Storm is one of those versatile players who's comfortable up front or on the back line. He'll chat in the back half of the podcast with Emmanuel. But first, round two of the playoffs got underway Thursday night with North Okanagan traveling to Princeton. Oh my goodness, what a game. Trailing 4-0 with 7 minutes left in the second, North Okanagan rolled up their sleeves and got to work, winning 5-4 in overtime. Here's the opening game of round two, summed up in 60 seconds.
Junik, back in front, Morris scores! Now there's a shot. That one's blocked in front. There's a shot by Kush. He scores! Now here's Junik. Through with a shot. Nice stop. Rebound. They score!
Oh, my goodness.
Jeffrey Stewart out of the box. Breaking in. Rebound. And he scores!
Oh, my goodness.
Out of the box. Stewart scores. To Perel. Back to Fleming with a shot. Patted away. Rebound. They score!
Oh, Langdon has the puck. And now Kelly takes a shot. Big rebound. And the Knights score.
Devin Jameson, his second of the night. Zach Ranson, one-on-one. Shot tip, they score!
Oh, my goodness.
Sedonik working that one back up. Here's Rashad with a shot. He scores!
Oh, my goodness.
They tie it up! And that will do it for regulation time. George is taken down. There's a shot. They score! Tipped in front!
Oh, my goodness. The Knights take it.
Cash Anderson with the overtime winner.
Dawson McFarlane and George Elliott with the call.
Off the draw, Dynamiters get control. Shot towards the net, that goes wide. Back to the blue lane, Cleland, deflection right on net. Saved by Glenn. Off the boards, he's bumped by Laskowski. Hughes gets a shot out in front. And a great save by Glenn. He stacked the pads and made the save. Dynamiters all over the Rockies at this point.
I'm speaking with Nate Glenn, goaltender for the Columbia Valley Rockies. Nate, welcome to Top Shelf, the KIGHL podcast.
Yeah, happy to be here.
Nate, you helped your team earn a first-round series win over the defending KIGHL champion Kimberly Dynamiters. Talk about what that was like.
I mean, it was a good series. I think kind of the first time this team has played hard defensive hockey, and it was really good to see. You could see it in flashes through the regular season, but like it really came together in round one, and boys just did a really good job. Awesome backtracking, not doing stupid things with the puck, just chip out, chase it down, playoff hockey.
I was looking at some statistics, and I guess you were in the top six of the amount of shots that you faced. But I mean, I talk, as you mentioned, about the team defense. Is that like, does that reflect it? The fact about the amount of shots that you did face wasn't that high?
I guess so. I think when you get into playoffs and like teams start to close up, I think the other team won't get as many opportunities to shoot, and they kind of wait. I mean, I think you can see it in the NHL right now where there's like 20 to 20 shot games because the teams just don't shoot unless there's a chance to score. And like even looking at the end stat, like it might have been a 25 shot game with 15 from the house. I mean, I had a couple good saves, and then like as long as the guys just pick up a rebound, tie up a stick, like I can get the first one.
Because I was looking at the game-by-game stats, and in most of the games, you pretty much face between 30 to 33. Well, you stop between 30 and 33 shots. And then you had that great shutout performance in which you had 37 saves. Does that make your job easier?
I'd say 30 to 33 shots, like by and large in the hockey world, isn't really a low number. Kimberly's a high-power offense. The guys did a good job. I mean, when they were getting good shots, because a lot of them were real scoring opportunities, there's pressure. The only one that like sticks out to me where there's no pressure, I think there was one in game three where Wheel came down and just had the zone to himself more or less. But I think a lot of the other times we've been able to put pressure on the guys on the other team, and even when they are in good spots getting shots, they don't just get to do what they want.
How did you feel about your play entering the playoffs?
We were trending up. I had a concussion late January, early February that was just kind of sucks. And I mean, obviously 9-3 loss to Kimberly on my comeback is not awesome, but I think I put up a couple good games against Golden and got the ball rolling again.
So last year with Princeton, you played in three playoff games. Talk about the importance of getting that type of experience to help you in these playoffs.
I mean, I won't really BS you here. Like, the first two games were against Summerland, and we run them pretty handily. And then the one in North Oak, I mean, was a tough loss. Like, it was more watching the guys through round three and four that really made the difference. You can just see that when things are on the line and there's consequences, that everybody pulls it together, and you can't really mess around because you're not fighting for 2 points. You're fighting to keep your season alive.
Talk about, what is your confidence like now, especially with the way that you played?
Confidence is good. I don't want to confuse it with arrogance, right? Like, Fernie's still a good team. They can put the puck in the net. It's a very different building to play in than Kimberly. It's smaller, it's louder. But I think if we come with the same work ethic, you know, hunt pucks, chip pucks, play a safe game, then we should be okay.
How do you feel that you two match up against each other?
It'll be a hard-nosed series. We just have to exploit on mistakes and take advantage of what they give us. I think Creston had opportunities to score when they played them and just didn't. So if we can just out-execute the other team, then we'll be able to win.
I recently talked to your coach, Taylor, and he was talking about, I mean, you guys basically got offense by committee. It was pretty spread out.
Mm-hmm.
How important do you feel that is?
When all four lines are rolling, who was it? Jack Eichel said that when they won the cup last year, was part of the reason they won was all four lines were going. And that's huge. If you have all four lines rolling, all three lines of D, you're just going to win hockey games.
Do you feel that you're playing at your best, or like, do you feel like you're playing at your peak right now?
I hope not. I hope I can be better. Outside game three, it was 3 goals in 3 games, which is pretty solid. I think it's more about the individual feats, and it's the same thing with the team. Individual feats of effort and execution are really what stand out more than the games. Tao Fats, overtime winner in the first game, that was huge. That one really got us going. Boys were buzzing after that.
What impresses you the most about the way that the team is playing heading into the second round?
The effort and not trying to do too much. You know, really trusting the guys in their line to forecheck, playing our system. That's all you can ask of them.
Final question. What is the feeling amongst the group as you guys head into the second round?
We're super excited. We taking down Kimberly was good. And then obviously Fernie knocked this team out last year. So there's a lot of personal connection for some of the returners on this team. I know, like, Kimberly was one for me, since we lost to him last year. So, yeah, we're ready to go.
That's Nate Glenn, goaltender for the Columbia Valley Rockies. Nate, thanks for joining us on Top Shelf, the KIJHL podcast.
Yeah, for sure. It's a good time.
The Huddle Instat Players of the Week were forward Matthew Langdon of the Princeton Posse, defenseman Cole Fisher of the Fernie Ghost Riders, and goaltender Ethan Shabansky of the Grand Forks Border Bruins. Nathan Scott from the Posse is the Next Shift Network young gun. So, we have 4 exciting division finals on the quest for the Tech Cup. In the Eddy Mountain, it's top seed Fernie against Columbia Valley. In the Neil Murdoch, Beaver Valley with home ice advantage against Grand Forks. Over in the Doug Burks, Kamloops fresh off their Game 7 win facing top seed Revelstoke. And in the Bill Olhausen, the North Okanagan-Princeton series. You can catch the action at your friendly neighborhood KIJHL arena or on Flow Hockey.
Sanford. For Douglas, shot through traffic, and Marshall is able to make the pad save. Here's Douglas again, 13 seconds remaining, scores! Walked in, goes upstairs on Marshall.
And that's for Evan Douglas. That's going to be his first goal of the playoffs. A guy that they counted on so much in the regular season to put up points from the back end.
I'm speaking with Evan Douglas, defenseman for the Kamloops Storm. Evan, welcome to Top Shelf, the KIJHL podcast.
Thanks so much for having me. Pleasure to meet you.
Evan, first off, congratulations on you and your teammates winning that 7-game series against the Sycamore Eagles. What was that like?
All kinds of emotions for me and the team. It was a lot of excitement, a lot of nerves, but glad we came out on top.
How did you feel that you played in that series?
I thought I played a pretty steady game. I was logging quite a bit of minutes every game. And, you know, I did everything I can to help my team pull through with the victory in that series. And I really thought that I had, you know, a lot of help from everyone else around me on the ice. And it was a full team effort to win that series in 7 games.
Yeah, I was looking at some data from Huddle Instat. During the season, you averaged 23 minutes and 54 seconds of ice time a game. And then looking at the data, there is about 2 or 3 games there where you played 35 minutes or more. What's it like to get that much ice time in a game?
Yeah, it's definitely different from being a forward my first year and second year, and then moving back to D-man this year. You know, 35 minutes is a lot of ice time for one guy. And I, through the series, I kind of learned how to conserve my energy and, you know, really, really go hard at certain moments and then kind of play the more defensive role in other moments. It was a lot of ice time, but, you know, it all feels better when we got the win.
Yeah, talk about what's it been like for you to transition from going from being a forward to playing defense?
Yeah, it definitely took a couple of games to kind of figure it out. I mean, I give huge props to my teammates, my coaches. They've really taught me how to kind of play the position and be responsible back there and trustworthy. And I mean, with my offensive side I had before turning defense, you know, I'm able to get up in the play with the forwards and kind of bring out more offensive skill to the back end. And it has been a good season for me back there.
So do you consider yourself an offensive defenseman or more of a two-way?
I consider myself more of a two-way. I like to get up offensively in the play, but I also, you know, I realize when there's times in a game when I'll need to play that more defensive role and really lock down our D zone, because at the end of the day, I mean, I think defense wins games.
What do you like to do when you're playing your best?
I mean, I think I play my best when I'm really engaging in all the plays. You know, I don't sit back and, you know, I drive the play. I shoot lots of pucks. I make contact with opposing players and, you know, I really get in the battles. That's when I think I play my best.
Just looking at your stats. So in your 3 years in the league, you've played 125 career regular season games. This is your first time playing the 44 game schedule. And you also set career highs in goals and assists and obviously points. What was it like for you to be able to set those new highs?
Yeah, it was definitely nice. I mean, I didn't really think about it too much through the season. I mean, it being my last year, you know, I really just want to win, and I really want to do kind of anything that I can to make my team move forward in those series. And if it's me putting up points, then, you know, that helps. But if it's me, you know, defending and keeping goals out of our net, that also plays a big role.
Touch on the areas that you feel that you've become a better defenseman this season.
I think my physicality has gone up this year. I've definitely learned how to play the body more than the puck. And my shot has definitely improved throughout the years. But I think that just comes with strength and getting older and just my battles and winning puck battles and being more physical, that's definitely gone up this year.
Yeah, because you're listed at 6'2" and 190 pounds. Did you find that your size enables you to really battle in front of the net and the other important areas that you need to defend well?
Yeah, definitely. It definitely helps me to, you know, move bodies out from in front of our net and clear so my goalie can see pucks, and just also helps just being a kind of a physical presence back there. I used to be a pretty small guy growing up in hockey, and I had a pretty big growth spurt in like midget. So just going into the corners and knowing that, you know, if I put my body on the line, I can win those battles in the corners, and definitely plays a big role.
And that's Evan Douglas of the Kamloops Storm. Thanks for joining us on Top Shelf, the KIJHL podcast.
Thank you so much for having me.
Our thanks this week to the KIJHL broadcasters, in particular, Dawson McFarlane, George Elliott, Bob Scott, Chris Armstrong, and Larry Reed. KIJHL Director of Communications, Emmanuel Sequeira, Columbia Valley Rocky, Nate Glenn, and Kamloops Storm defenseman, Evan Douglas. We'd like to recognize Next Shift Network and Flow Hockey, which brings our players closer to their families and friends back home. I'm Mark Berry. This is Top Shelf, the KIJHL podcast. We're back in 7 days.